Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes here with you from Inside Carolina. Greg, Carolina faces Georgia Tech on Saturday down in Atlanta. The talk is about stopping Georgia Tech all the time. But in reality, this game may come down to North Carolina's ability to move the ball, given the injuries on the offense, especially at the A-back position. Carolina's got to struggle to find playmakers to take to Atlanta. Your take?
Yeah, for sure, Tommy. And a lot of fans watching the Carolina-Duke game may have noticed UNC go into that diamond package where you've got two running backs on either side of the quarterback and then a running back behind the quarterback. Or they may have noticed that there are two tight ends in the game. And it was not necessarily because that's what Larry Fedora wanted to do, but because it was something that he had to do. Because without any A-backs available that have played the position, they were really stuck. And when you're talking about guys like Austin Prohl, Thomas Jackson, and Toe Groves, your primary A-backs, and Daz Newsome, who was not available, what are you really supposed to do? And so essentially what happened is that they decided to put Roscoe Johnson there and let him kind of learn a little bit during the game. They do expect Daz Newsome to be back this week, so that gives you two options at A-back. But they're both inexperienced players at that position, and that's one of the things that Larry Fedora and this offensive staff is going to have to figure out, is letting those guys understand and learn the offense without putting too much on them, and let Chaz Surratt have some good options without feeling like he has to do everything himself. So, yes, you're right. While the Georgia Tech offense deserves a lot of the attention, how North Carolina itself is going to move the ball in the passing game is equally as important.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.